Okay, here we say. We're going to have Bezer Shem two shiurim in Yonei Tisha B'Av. So, this year is about Achila L'Chola B'Tisha B'Av. And next week, Bezer Shem, we're going to talk about the halachas of the Shabbos of Tisha B'Av. Which are there any restrictions on that Shabbos, which is the ninth of Av, which we're not observing Tisha B'Av? Is there any restrictions? Okay, but today we're going to talk about Achila. Okay, so the question is like this: on a general Tisha B'Av, what is the geder of who is allowed to eat? In other words, Tisha B'Av, the question is: is it Tisha B'Av considered a Rabbanan? It's not, certainly not like Yom Kippur, but maybe it's more than a Rabbanan, because we know that the poskim say that there are three categories of severity of mitzvahs. Is deraisa, derabanan, and there's what we call divrei kabbalah. So divrei kabbalah means that it's in the nach, in the neviim, suvim. And therefore, divrei kabbalah, something that's in nach, like here it's in Zecharia, so the poskim say has the chumras of a deraisa. Divrei kabbalah is kedivrei torah dami. So the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, Yud Ches Amud Aleph on the bottom. Oh. Al Shisha Chadoshim Hashluchim Yoytzim. So there are 6 months that the Shluchim are Yoytzim to tell when Rosh Chodesh was. Normally, what difference does it make when Rosh Chodesh is? Maybe Aliyah V'Yovah, but no big. You have to know for Pesach. You have to know, right, for the Yom Tovim, if when Rosh Chodesh is. So Al Shisha Chadoshim Hashluchim Yotzim Al Nisan Mipnei Pesach. So Nisan, you have to know when Rosh Chodesh Nisan is, because then you have to know when Tezvav is. So you shouldn't. You have to do the mitzvah. You can't eat chametz. Al Av Mipnei Hatainis. Al Elul b'nei Rosh Hashanah, Al Tishrei b'nei Takanas Hamodos, Al Kislev b'nei Chanukah, Val Adar b'nei Purim. Uchshaya Beis Hamikdash Kayim Yotzim Af Al Iyar b'nei Pesach Katan. So the big question is, how come? What about Tammuz? For Shivosar B'Tammuz. What about? Whereas why only for Tisha B'Av is it important to know when Tisha B'Av is? We should have to know when Rosh Chodesh Tevis is to know when Asarah B'Tevis is. We should have to. So the Shluchim should go out on Rosh for Tammuz. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. For Lifku Nami at Tammuz V'Tevis. Next page. To Omar Rav Chana Bar Bizna Omar Rav Shem Chasido May Dichsiv Ko Omar Shem Tzvokos. Tzom Harvi, v'tzom Hachamishi, v'tzom Hashvi, v'tzom Asiri, yen lebeis Yisrael, asasim l'simcha. Right, so the question was, you know, when the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt, so the people wanted to know, do they still have to fast on the Tzomos that they fasted for 70 years when they had Golos Bavel? So the Navi says, no. Somar vi Tzom HaChamishi Yele Beis Yehuda Masasun Ulasimcha. So the Gemara has a diak. It's not such a, if you would ask me, I wouldn't have been so crazy about the diak, but the Gemara is the diak. It says Tzomar vi. Why is it still calling it Tzomar vi? It's no longer Tzom. It's just as So the Pashup Shad is what was once the Tzom HaRavi is now L'Sosom L'Simcha. But by the fact that it still calls it Tzom, the Gemara correlates Tzom with Karli Sosom L'Simcha. So Bezman Sheyesh Shalom means that there's a Beis HaMikdash, Yu L'Sosom L'Simcha. Ain Shalom Tzom. Amar Papa Hachi Kamar. Bezman Sheyesh Shalom Yu L'Sosom L'Simcha. Jesh Gzeres HaMalchus Tzom, Ain Gzeres HaMalchus V'Ain Shalom Ratzu Masanim Ratzu Ain Masanim. So he says it's like this. There are three categories. If there is a Beis HaMikdash, the Nevi'ei Shalom, then the fast days are holidays. Okay? If there's no Beis HaMikdash, then it depends. If there's also Gzeres HaMalchus, meaning that the Goyim don't allow us the freedom of religion, so then it's a Tzom, it's an obligatory. But if there's no Beis HaMikdash, but there's also no Gzeres HaMalchus, so then the fast days are technically optional. Ratzu Masanim, Ratzu Ein Masanim. So therefore, that's the Gemara answers. That's why they didn't send Shluchim on the other fast days. Because the other fast days are optional. So therefore, that they didn't send the Shluchim to know when Rosh Chodesh Tammuz is, so you'll know when Shiva Sabbat Tammuz is, because it's optional.
And the assumption is when there's a Beis HaMikdash, there's no need for Shluchim? Because if there are holidays, the fast days, and eventually Shluchim, the Tammuz, and the previous also.
You mean because they're.
The Beis HaMikdash is not.
Yeah. But he's talking about if it's a tainus. The Mishnah's talking about when it's a tainus. So the Gemara says, Ihochi Tisha B'Av Nami. So Tisha B'Av also should be the same thing. Ratzu Masanim. So the Gemara says, Amar Apapa Shani Tisha B'Av Hoel V'Huch B'Lu Bo Tzoros. That Tisha B'Av is Huch B'Lu Bo Tzoros. The Amar Mar B'Tisha B'Av Charev Beis Habayis B'Rishonu V'Shniya. V'Nilka D'Beta V'Necher Shohair. Oh, Shalom. Yeah, you got the last packet. It's for you. Okay, so Tisha B'Av is more chamor. Tisha B'Av is more chamor. Because it was Huchpul about Tzaris. So therefore, they were more machmir in Tisha B'Av. But the question is, what is the status of Tisha B'Av? Is Tisha B'Av whatever you want. Take your patent. He's looking, taking his, so you might as well take yours. Okay. So the shayla is like this: is what's the status of Tisha B'Av? Is Tisha B'Av derabbanan, or is Tisha B'Av mochamer? Because these fast days are all in the Nevi'im, Tzom Arvi, Tzom Hachamishi, right? So they should be considered like a deraisa. But these fast days are basically are optional. We just accept it upon ourselves as a chova. But we're saying Tisha B'Av is different. So is pshat that Tisha B'Av is different, that it's still Divrei Kabbalah? Or no? Is Tisha B'Av also the Rabbanon? It's just more chomer dikah the Rabbanon, since Chuchbulu Botzaris. So there are several Rishonim, the Ritva and this, that says that Tisha B'Av is also only the Rabbanon. In other words, Tisha B'Av really is also Ratzu Masanim, but since Huchbul Botzaras, we accept it upon ourselves more chumras. So that's what the Ritva writes here on the top of page 4. Elavade af Tisha B'Av toloi beratzon migzeres nevi. In other words, it's toloi beratzon. In other words, as far as the Gzeres and the Vim, no longer applies anymore. And it's also Ratzu Masanim, Ratzu Ein Masanim. But we're still more machmir. Oh. also, and others point out, others disagree. Toysus, there's a Toysus seems to say it's not that way, because there's the Gemara in Megillah on page on Hamad Beis. The Gemara says, on the second line, Bikesh Lakor Tisha B'Av, the Rebbe wanted to get rid of Tisha B'Av. V'lohodulo, and the Chachamim wouldn't agree to him. So the question is, how would he possibly get rid of Tisha B'Av? So in the end, the Gemara says, it's talking about Tisha B'Av Shenidcha. That he felt, Tisha B'Av Shenidcha, once it's Nidcha, maybe we don't have to keep it at all. But in the Havamin in the Gemara, he says, Bikesh Lakor Tisha B'Av Kipshuta. So Tosis asks the Kasha on page 5, Kasha Heches Alka Daitel to Hatana, the Rebbe wrote to Lakor Tisha B'Av Lagamri. Hamina Kol Ochel Vashosa Petishim of Einar Oba Nechoba, Shal Yushalayim. From the Bezin Yachol Vatel Divrei Bezin Chaveru Kem Godel Menachoch Ben Binyan. And Mestoma, no one's a greater Chochmah of Minyan than the Nevi'im. So it's Masha from Tosfos that some point out that it's Masha from Tosfos, not like the Ritva, that Tisha B'Av still has the Chomer HaNevi'im Shabbo. So Tosfos answers, no, Avada he wouldn't, he can't, no Havamina that Rebbe would get rid of Tisha B'Av. Yesh Lomar, the Lo Rotzo Lakor El Michumer Sheyesh Bo Yosef Mishar Tanius. That he wanted to, that it should have more chumras than other taniyos. Inami yeshlom the rosh lakro mitishi lakro kavu ba'asiri. He thought Tisha B'Av really should be on the 10th because most of the Beis Hamikdash was on the 10th. So basically, Rabosai, this is the discussion. What is Tisha B'Av? As Rav Shechter pointed out, is Tisha B'Av a derabbanan, or is Tisha B'Av divrei Kabbalah? Because Tisha B'Av is clear from the Gemara is different than the other Taniyas. You see that they sent Shluchim out. Shani Tisha B'Av. So Shani Tisha B'Av, that means that Tisha B'Av, like Rav Shechter pointed out, two ways of learning. Tisha B'Av is Divrei Kabbalah and everything else is Drabbanan? Or no, everything is Drabbanan, even Tisha B'Av. But Tisha B'Av is more Chomer Drabbanan. Because we have a Beferish Gemara here on page 7 in Psachim, on Nunda Alev Beis.
It's from a
pasuk.
Isn't it something
referenced
in a pasuk? Kabbalah, no matter what.
Right, but here
it's
the
built in a heter, but
right, but we have the heter now. Now we're holding by because we're in the tekufa of ein shalom ve ein gzeiras hamalchus.
That equally applies to all of us. So what's the havi mean of
it? No, because the Gemara still says that Tisha B'Av is still more chomer because they sent shluchim.
But the drusha that they had that gave the heter, the drusha
put them all in one swoop.
Talking about all
right.
So clearly, when they said it's more homer, it's derabanan.
Right. That's the posh. That's the posh pshat. That's the posh pshat.
Yeah, there's another place. It's a Kain Doraisa Tikkun. That was the kind of derabanan in the first place. So no, there were more machmer on this because of shehu puluba.
Yeah. Okay.
So you don't. You know, it doesn't prove right. That it one right. Or the other.
And if you take a look in the Gemara in Pesachim Nundalim of Beis, on page 7, Darash Rava Ubrus Umanikus Misanos Umashlimus Bo Kederch Shemisanos Umashlimus Biyom HaKippur Uvein Hashmashos Shelo Oser. So he says that pregnant ladies and nursing ladies have to fast on Tisha B'Av just like Yom Kippur. So the clear implication is that on the other Taniyos they don't have to fast. Right? It's only Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. Pregnant ladies and nursing ladies have to fast. And the other Taniyos, Asar B'Tavis, Shivos B'Tamuz, the Gemara says not. Some post came by Machmir, if they could, and even on others, but the simple pshat in the Gemara says it's only a din of Tisha B'Av. Now, what we're going to have to talk about is Tisha B'Av Shenidcha the same chomer of Tisha B'Av, that Mubras or Manikas fast, or not? That's the question. Yeah. Yeah, no, those halacha l'maisa on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, say regular Tisha B'Av, not yeah. Nidcha. We'll get to Nidcha. The regular Tisha, they're supposed to fast. Now the Aruch HaShulchan makes a comment. Aruch HaShulchan. Let's see if we find the Aruch HaShulchan. Page 21. He says, if you look at the last 3, 4, 5, the last word on the line on page 21 is ubros, towards the bottom. Stam ubros. See ubros? Page 21. Last word on the line is ubros. Yeah, towards the bottom. Ustam ubros, let's learn umanikos misanos. LMK in chalushos ukrovos lcholi. In other words, stam uberis and manika has to fast on Tisha B'Av unless they're krovos lcholi. I heard from Rav Elimelech Leibowitz, he told me that Rav Bick held that if they're vomiting a lot or something like that, then that could be a svara that they're krovos l'choli, and therefore even on a regular Tisha B'Av would be mekel.
And then you apply to everybody.
Well,
not embarrass any person if you're sick to that level.
Yeah.
Presumably, potter from fasting. So what's the share of ubers and menikos? Everybody.
Right. Those ubers and menikos, he's saying that they have to fast unless they have some choli. In other words, they're having a, like what he's saying is they're having a hard pregnancy or something like that.
Presumably more makel by ubros umenikos.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that definition that they're vomiting and everything, this would apply to any person.
Yeah, okay, in a hanami.
This should be a bit more makel then. So even before that.
He's saying, by the fact that you're ubros umenikos doesn't make you an automatic choli. It's not an automatic ticket, but if there's krovos l'choli, which would apply in a hanami by other people as well. So that's what Rabbi Leibowitz told me from Rabbi Bick, that he was makel even on regular Tisha B'Av when women were, you know, part of their pregnancy where they were vomiting a lot, etc.
But there's no concept in Tisha B'Av about that you see like in Yom Kippur.
Well, we're going to get to that too. We'll get to that.
Somebody who's sick like this
beats,
I would assume.
Yeah. Oh, so let's see what the... So a couple of things. Let's look in the Ramban first on page 8. So the Ramban paskins... Dosh Rav Ubers and Manikas Masanas Moshulimas Bogadesh Masanas Moshulims Beyom Kippurim Fenash Moshe Shalom Osir Elamiu Chaya Kol Shloshim the Chain Chole Shutzarech Ain Tzrichim Omen Amachim Oso with Mochim Chole Lulos Rabbanu. So that means a woman gave birth for 30 days, she doesn't have to fast on Tisha B'Av. Because if she gave birth a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks before Tisha B'Av, So 30 days, Tisha B'Av falls in within 30 days, she could eat, because Mokum Choli Logoz Rabban. And that's brought in Shulchan Aruch. Mechaber quotes this halacha. In Tov Kuv Nun Dal, page 9, Sif Hei. It says, Ubers and Manikas, Mesadis, but Tisha B'Av, Mishlimas, Kedosh, Mesadis, and Mishlimas, B'Yom Kippur. Aval Gimel Tzomos, Acherim, Peturus Milasanos. But in other fasts, they're potter. The Taz quotes from the Marshal disagrees. And the Marshal, yeah, look in Dalit in the Taz. Peshavakal Yom Kippur Hilachar Zayin Kishar, yeah, because of Rashal in the second, second, third line there. The tshuva, the ma'ir ba'omer tzvichani, alchav d'linya Shabbos, ain't shomim lo. So he says that, no, you only get, he writes at the end, filhav b'chai achazayin. So it's, toch zayin, it could be a kula. He doesn't go for the Ramban's 30 days. He's more machmer. Okay, but the Shulchan Aruch says not that way. The Shulchan Aruch says it's 30 days, and that's Rav Shechter pointed out. You see the Shulchan Aruch paskins, it's at the Rabbanon, like you wanted to say, Michael. That's it.
I want to ask you something. I've heard contemporary paskim say there's a shvachkeit today, and a lot of women have miscarried upon Islam, like on Yom Kippur, and some of them are very makel if there's any kind of.
Yeah, they say they.
Sure, once for a woman had a miscarriage on Yom Kippur.
Yeah. They say that Diane Fisher, the Diane Fisher. What?
I heard some of the Rabbanim in the 80s.
Right, Diane Fisher.
Yeah, Diane Fisher.
Diane Fisher was known to have. To be Mako on.
Into the Schwachkeit today, in that the virus got weaker and the fasting is harder.
It's not a cool and tight,
it's a right, that's, But the simple shot is that on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, they're mechuyev to fast, unless, like you saw the Aruch HaShulchan, like Rav Bick said, the Libus of Rav Bick, that they have a choyli of sorts. Okay. Okay. So now let's talk a little bit about Tisha B'Av Shenidcha. Is Tisha B'Av Shenidcha different than the regular Tisha B'Av Lagabe? Because one could say maybe Tisha B'Av Shenidcha, like body holes, is more kal than a regular Tisha B'Av. So the main tshuva is in the Shavus Yaakov on page 13. And it's so interesting that the tshuva, you know, like the main point of the tshuva is something different than you would have thought. You know, I was excited, you know, to see the Shavus Yaakov's tshuva. Let's see what the tshuva is talking about. So zok the Shavus Yaakov on page 13. Tisha B'Av shnas tof pe aleph. And tof pe aleph in Tisha B'Av chal yos b'Shabbos. V'nidche lachar Shabbos. V'echar hayo lo choli she'im bo sakon kol kach. The kibul of hatainis, this ane aracha chatzos, was by mincha gedola. But he made it till mincha gedola, the nechlash, he got weak, at chetziva harofe shelo yisane yoser. For all him hamora she spal mincha gedola, the chakach yoch. But he told him not to finish the fast. So what was the tshuva of Shiloh? So he told him to daven mincha b'yichidus and break the fast. Ufisha spal filas mincha b'yichidus shachach la'anich tefillin. Right, because we know we all put on tefillin by mincha, but we normally don't put on tefillin because we put on tefillin on shachris. But on Tisha B'Av we don't put on tefillin on shachris, so we put on mincha. So this person didn't put on tefillin by shachris like everyone else. But mincha, he daven b'yichidus because they told him daven b'yichidus and break the fast. So he forgot to put on tefillin. So he didn't put on tefillin. So that's the main part of the tshuva. It's interesting. Everyone quotes this tshuva about is there a kula by Tisha B'Av Shenidcha. But that's like a side point. The main point of the tshuva is what is he going to do that he didn't put on tefillin?
Once you accept that the entire concept of Tisha B'Av is Rabbanan, what's the havamina that it should be more a bigger kula if it's nidcha? That's part of the takana, that if it came out on Shabbos, that you observe it the next day. So, man, there's no reason to be mekel on it.
Right, but still, you could say that. Right, you could say like that. It's just the same. It's a carbon copy of what would have been. But you could say that since it's not on that day, so then it doesn't have the same chomer. You could say that. We'll see. Tshuva. Let's see what he says. Hinei bevadai mashahora hamora sheispal mincha dol yofa oso. In other words, the Shvus Yaakov says the Rav who paskin that he should break the fast, he gave a good psak. Because kevin shenidcha tisha b'av al yom rishon, ein tzarech lahashlim afilu b'cholik tzas. V'chein nahakti lahoris b'yoldos toch shloshim, o v'mubaris u'michash k'tzas. He says, Mubaris, he says, that's how he paskins. And that's how some Rabban, Rav Yitzchak Abadi, told me he paskins this way, that a Mubaris or Meinekis doesn't have to fast in Tisha B'Av Shenitcha. Rav Abadi is makel if she's actually nursing. If she's not nursing anymore, even though she's toch, in other words, some post can hold for 2 years, you're considered a Menika. Even if you're not nursing. So Rav Abadi holds that way, Lagabe, other Tanesim, that they don't have to fast Yishevos HaMetamas and Asar B'Tavis. But for Tisha B'Av, he says, if she's not nursing Lamaisa, we're not going to give her the din of Menekes that she doesn't have to fast. But if she's nursing, Rav Abadi holds, or she's a Muberis, then he holds like this Shvus Yaakov. He holds like this Shvus Yaakov, that they don't have to. So it makes it easier, you know, in a year like this. Because a lot of women are calling because they want a heter. So it's not so easy to give a heter for Tisha B'Av. I told you, Rav Bick was makel when a woman is pregnant and she was throwing up. I heard from Rav Elimelech Leibowitz. So this part of the tshuva is what made the tshuva famous. But that's like a side point. His main point in the tshuva is what's with the tefillin. You know, no one knows that unless you look up the tshuva. You know, because everyone quotes the Shmos Yaakov that Tisha B'Av Shenitcha, that's where everybody holds. That Tisha B'Av Shenitcha basically has the same status like Shivos HaBetamus. And Shivos HaBetamus, the Gemara says, Beferish is Mutter for Mubaris and Manikas.
So
is
the
Rav
Makel Shenitcha?
Yeah. So I'm Makel for people. By Tisha B'Av Shenitcha.
So everyone else holds that a Chole has to keep all of Tisha B'Av, even though he's a Chole. Chole Gamor.
Chole Gamor. Well, the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says Chole Gamor, Mechaber Paskins, doesn't have to keep.
So what's the Chiddush there?
The Chiddush is even B'Chole K'tzas. In other words,
he doesn't say that explicit. He says Nechla Shajet Ziva Harofe.
Right, but he's saying even though, in other words, he's saying that it doesn't make the level of holy doesn't have to be the same level to be matir on a regular Tisha B'Av. He doesn't say explicitly.
It happens to have been that this was Tisha B'Av Shenitcha. He doesn't say that that was the koach that gave him the tokens.
Kevin Shenitcha ain't tzarich lahashlim afilu b'cholik tzas. It's mashma that since it's nidcha, feel cholik tzas, which wouldn't necessarily make the standard for a regular Tisha B'Av. That's what everybody learned. V'chein ha'agdi l'horos b'yoledes toch shloshim u'muboros. And that's what he says. He's makel for yoldos u'muboros, which normally have to fast on Tisha B'Av Medina. So then the rest of the issue is, so the guy didn't put on tefillin. So I would say, so just put on tefillin now. What's the problem?
Somebody's asking a question.
That was.
What's the tzaddik?
Right.
He says he used to daven do it. He got daven get a minion for mincha, then do it for some reason.
No, it was a guy forgot. He davened mincha ready. Bechidus. Yeah.
He didn't wear it in the morning.
Right. He didn't wear it in the morning because no one wore it in the morning. For mincha, he didn't wear it because he davened bechidus. He forgot. So now what? And then he break the tightness.
But Takanoso is asking that day? He's still zman to put it on, or he's asking a week later if he realized?
No. He wants to know what should he do. What's no, not ma.
What's
What's the shaila? Go and put on tefillin. Oh, so if you read the tshuva, you'll see the shaila is that he's assuming that you have to put on tefillin at least with a shmarne esrei. Whereas he's saying that there's a tefillin of a kriya shma, but he's saying that there's a heder that you should have tefillin on for shmon esrei. So you missed it. Well, there's no shmon esrei left. Shachris you davened already. Mincha you davened already. So he didn't say that. That much he's not going to say. So what does he say? Bevada im yochol leilech lebeis haknesses o letzarf elav minyan beveso mincha bezmano as a yitzarf im manachas tefillin. Let's go to shul where they're davening mincha now in the late minyan. Ki ilu spalamon vichavin rashas b'chazor shtefila. And you shall listen to the... You should listen to the Shmon Esrei. Im say the kedusha v'chach yachli so some kodesh sheets parla arvis. Shkol halachol ma'is b'tshuvasi. That's the first etzah. V'im efshar. Look what he says now. Im efshar. Klal litzarev lo minyan azay ispalo arvis be'od hayom v'yilbash hatfilim ispalo arvis kriyashma im brachosea with the tefillin.
Wow.
Davin marv early. Yeah. So he has this thing about the tefillin and the Shmon Esrei, and that's the main part of the tshuva. There was the fact that he makeled that was pashut. The whole thing he's clearing.
Read the next line.
Yeah, v'chach yachlitz tefill kodesh sheispal yudches.
So he's saying it. He's not
going to
wear
the
Shmon Esrei altogether.
One second. Yilbash tefillin v'ispal lo arvis kriyas shma b'rchoseh. Yeah. So at least he'll have a shma, right?
So, if it's not the
Inyan
Shmon Esrei, so let him say Shema. What does he need a minyan for? What does he need the whole thing? He can say Shema again. There's no
stira. Well, he's saying Shema for. Kenirali Afogav, the Kasafisham, the Shuvah, the Inyan Spal, Arvis, and Matfilin. Honey, Mila, Binion, Don, Shoshach, Machmas, Onus, Rosh, Alasus, Kenir, the Kakaftu, the Lomorach, Tfilin.
It's there. It's
very.
That's getting from Kevin Kabbalah.
And he's saying also. No, Kakaf. No, it's in the Gemara. Yeah. It's a Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, it's a Gemara. Yeah. So he wants the Chol Hapochos to say Kriya Shema. Something that's the whole. But the Nidon that we're talking about is his Heter about the. Of Tisha B'Av Shenitcha. Now the base mayor writes beferish that there's no such kula. The base mayor on page 18.
Look,
yeah. Very simple. It's a whole piece he has, but a very simple. Look at the second arrow. The lo nishma b'shum poisek. The nitcha yesh lo hapcha. Zulas b'yoledes toch shalosh. That's already for any Tisha B'Av. So the base mayor didn't accept this kula.
Toch shalosh from the yoldis only she's if she's weak. She's
yeah okay.
Not to fast at all.
Yeah, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says.
And that's how we never
know. It depends who you ask, you know how these things go. Depends who you ask.
Depends how
much he's
complaining.
Depends how you ask. Because
I think that last year I had 5 days before
Yom Kippur Tisha B'Av,
it was like an
Nitcha.
Last year was a Nitcha?
Last year was the same as this year. It's easy when it's a Nitcha, you know, it's much more coolest, yeah. Now, I'll tell you something. I want to show you a steer in Shulchan Aruch. Maybe you have an answer. You have the answers for everything. This is a good steer. This is a good steer in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's see a steer in the Shulchan Aruch. And say, tell me what you're going to say to this steer. It's a steer between Hilchas Tisha B'Av and Hilchas Milah. about having a bris milah on Tisha B'Av. Have a bris milah on Tisha B'Av on page 15. So the big shaila is, what do you do with the wine? Who drinks the wine? The whole big discussion. Who drinks the wine on a milah by Tisha B'Av? Right? So, im yesh tinok lomul malenos hal achas shagormi makinos v'yesh mamtin lalos al chachat so z'vorkim birchas amila b'lo b'samim v'im hayoledes mitzuya b'mokam amila yivarach lakos v'tishte mimenu hayoledes, because it's the eighth day, so the machaber shita is you don't have to fast for shloshim, so if the yoledes is there, you give it to the mother. The mother will drink the wine. That's the mechaber in Hilchas Tisha B'Av. Now look in Hilchas Milah. On page 17. It says, Miu, b'gimel tzomus mehem sheyoledes einu misnana. But by the gimel tzomus, by asara b'tebes, shivosa b'tamas, and atzom gedalia, Shayoledes ainam misane yachol levarach alakos v'tadim menemenelos shemaz abroch v'chavenes lo lafsik havel biyom kippur v'tisha b'av she'ain ayoledes yachol lishtos ain mevarach alakos. Mechaber says the other tzomas you give it to Yoledes, and tisha b'av she can't drink, so you leave out the bar piragofen. But Rebbeinu Shalom, he just said in Hilchas Tisha B'av, he said fakert. This is a mamash astira.
Is by mitzvah regular.
1 second. Look. You see? He says over here you give it to the Yoledes.
Is it talking about regular or by
a simple pshat is regular, right? And here he says you can only give it on the Gimel Tzomus, but on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur you can't give it to Yoledes. Mamash beferisha stira in the Mechaber. So the question is, what do you do with a steer in the mechaber? This is a real homemade steer. You can't get a better steer than this. I can show you other steers also, but this is a good steer. So there are two approaches to steers in the mechaber. One is to try to find some ukimta, something. The Dvar Shmuel of Shmuel Abu Hav, Kadmo. You know what he says? He says it's a kadmon, so you take it more seriously than if you just somebody from 4 years ago said it. Before the Rishon. No, he's like 100 years after the
after the
Beis Yosef. He says he holds that the Shulchan Aruch was not written completely by Rav Yosef Karo. He says Rav Yosef Karo wrote the Beis Yosef, and then he gave the different Talmidim to write the. And you know, in the biography of the Chofetz Chaim, his son writes that the Mishnah Berurah was not completely written by the Chofetz Chaim. And he says beferish, the reason why there's a stira between this and this is because this was written by my brother, and this was written by my brother-in-law, and they.
Chaim himself writes that.
This is the son of the. Right, that the Mishnah Berurah wasn't completely written by the Chofetz Chaim. So the Dvar Shmuel says that the Shulchan Aruch was not completely written by Rav Yosef Karo. He wrote the Beis Yosef, but the. So a lot of people, Rav Avadi Yosef does not like this. He says it's not mistaber that the Iker Piskei Dinim he's going to give to the Talmud, unless if he felt the Piskei Dinim is not so. But they're blatant steers. In the Shulchan Aruch, blatant steers. Here's a blatant steer in the Shulchan Aruch between Hilchas Tisha B'Av and Hilchas Milah. Oh, so Rav Yitzchak Blum, he was mechaving to the teretz of who? Here, take a look.
But how can Yoledes have a din of having to fast on Tisha B'Av? And it would say that the Yoledes is not allowed to have the wine, and so you skip it.
So if you hold like the Marshal, it makes sense. Because if you hold that that's only seven. In other words, the Shulchan Aruch paskens for 30 days. she doesn't have to fast.
Okay, so Yoledes is 8th day, no?
Right. But if you hold that it's only 7 days she gets, then it's the 8th day.
I'm about being machalic between not fasting and drinking wine. You see, I have a chumrah in the 9 days when you don't have to fast, but you're still not supposed to drink wine.
Right.
So let's be machalic that way. That the Yoledes doesn't have to fast, because she can't drink wine either.
Right. But still a steer in the machaber. Because the other...
Yeah.
Right, but still, in other words, the bottom line is still a steer in the Mechaber. Oh, so take a look. Take a look, let's see, in here. In the Simlas Binyonim. On page 20. So he wants to say... He discusses this stira. He says, what's the answer? Look, 5 lines from the bottom on the right side. The last word on the line is ach. Further up. V'chor yesh ledaktik. The last word on the line is ledaktik. On the right side. V'lechora yesh ledakteg dakati tiksha alhad v'sim tov kuf nuntes if zayin v'yesh tinuk mashma gamkem the midvarm shal minug mayri v'lo midina v'afil hochi kosev im yoledes motzeb mokam amilir yivarach alakos v'yesh lomar liyashe kushu zudam mogenavar masik d'betishba shenitche yesh lakal kumoshanu So he wants to say this chilak that the mechaber that's matir lishto. In other words, even though technically she's mutter called shloshim yom, but there was no heg to be machmer. But he says, but they weren't known to be machmer and tishuv of shenitcha. So he says the machaber matir lishto, so you let us mayer b'tishbav shenitcha uviyordeya mayer be'enu nitcha. Umbezen nicha matir sosam lam haravais Yosef ein tzorich lesanus. V'lama lo kosav the minaku lesanus. Elavade mayer b'tishbav shenitcha. That's a feel minig leka. In other words, he's saying that there's a minig to be mesane, even though they're potter called shloshim yom. There's still a minig to be mesane. But that minhag was never by Tisha B'av Shenitcha. This is talking about Kol Shloshim Yom. Okay, it's a chiddush. I mean, it's not, you don't see it in the words anywhere. It's
I have to bring it in. Why don't they just give it to the baby and take all of it? You see it overnight.
Yeah, so that's
Friday night. They get
But the question is whether the baby pashtus is to give it to the baby means nothing. Because the baby is not even higiyah l'chinuch.
Sure, you rely on the fact that the
Right. So the Ramah is makel by giving it to the baby, but the Mechaber doesn't hold from that, of giving it to the baby. So the Mechaber sheet is, you can only, giving it to the baby, in other words, you have to give a whole shiur to explain what's pshat in the Ramah, that matter to give it to the baby. That could require a whole shiur to explain what does it mean to give it to the baby. Let's give it to a 10-year-old in shul is different. Okay, so what did we see over here? We saw today so far that Tisha B'Av is different than the other Taniyos. Tisha B'Av is different. That Mubaras and Manikas fast. And then we said Tisha B'Av Shenitcha is a machloikis between the Shavus Yaakov and the Beis Meir. Whether Tisha B'Av Shenitcha has a din of Tisha B'Av, or is it more kal? So now let's take a look. Okay, two things we have to look at. What's the din of? Is there a din of pachas on Tisha B'Av? Whereas normally on Yom Kippur, if you can't fast, so you don't just stop eat. Eat pachas mikashir, right? So, do we say the same thing by Tisha B'Av or not? That's the question. So there's different shitas on this. Yeah, take a look. Rabbi Harfenis on page 27, he summarizes, we'll see over here. He says, Chol ha-mutter lechol b'tishabav, ilechatchil hu tzorich lechol pochos pochos mikashir b'chtei achil espras kebo b'yom kippur, or not. So he says, b'chol ha-gomor ain't tzorich lechol l'shiurim. He says, b'chol ha-gomor doesn't have to do shiurim. It's like Rav Bari pointed out. He's not mitzuv in the tainus. Finished. He's not bechlal the tainus. He says safek chol rak olul sheyichle. So then he thinks he should be machmer. So he says reisi or hashulchan shenokel bepashut tishabov lo shayech zeh. Kachaz pshut mitzvah aye. And he should tishabov ein lo chol merkin didivre kabbalah. The shekain haminig, the mokum cholu logozu rabbanon. Logozu rabbanon chovas tainis klal. He says, Marmshik brings from the chasam sofer, dim sagilei v'achil pachas pachas mishir m'chuyiv lechol kacha. There's a famous tshuva, the chacha. Let me show you for a second. There's a famous tshuva in the chasam sofer. Chasam Sofer, page 23. It's the tshuva. Now this is the new printing of the Chasam Sofer. So the new printing of the Chasam Sofer, they made titles to the tshuvas. Not only they made titles to the tshuvas, every paragraph or two they titled what the theme is. Those regular tshuvas Chasam Sofer, there's no titles. This is the new printing. It's nice. Have the titles, the footnotes, the ganze.
It's
yeah. It says Aliyah LaTorah B'Tainus L'Misha Einotzon. Can you get the Aliyah by Mincha if you're not fasting? So he tell you a story. B'Yom Tisha B'Av Tovkuv Ayin Aleph Hechleisi. He says I was sick. V'Utzrachli Lishtos B'Avosein Harabim. He had a drink. He had to break the fast. Hirharti b'daiti mishaloni ha-talmidim espalum v'esamirish v'esi ha'imi karuni halos osi l'sefer tolu milcha v'kriyas v'ayichal ma'ashiv l'am. In other words, mistami, he thought they're going to probably call him up for maftir by mincha. So he already was thinking in his mind, what should he tell the talmidim? Could he take the aliyah or not take the aliyah? V'nirli poshet yacholti l'alos l'torah v'kros v'ayichal k'mo shar kol odom. This is a chiddush. Not everyone holds like this. He paskined, he was able to break the fast and still get the aliyah for Vayichal. The Neidinza, the Misha Enu Masana, Loyal Torah, Lo Nimtza Mefurish B'Shum Mokum. He says, first of all, whoever said, maybe it's a din, it's the Yom Tainus. It doesn't mean I have to be fasting, as long as it's the Yom Tainus. So who says it's so poshut, number one? Lo Nimtza Mefurish B'Shum Mokum, Adra Mes. That's number. And furthermore, so that's number one. That the whole thing is. And then he says, the other point he says is. That even though you could eat, but you can't just eat. It's not hutra harutzua. Yeah, there's there are three lines from the bottom on page 24. He says how. He says four lines from the bottom on page 24 on the right side. Four lines from the bottom. V'chichachol le'enu mischayev but. Dvart hatainis veinum sanabo. Valo lo hutu lo elebuchde sorcho vichiuso. Im dailo bishtia lo yochal. Im dailo bachila pamachas lo yochal beis pomim. So that's a so Mimele you're still nichlal in the tainus. Not everyone agrees with that, like he writes in the footnote, Tzarech Bir, the Tishuvav Mochem Choli L'Goz Rabbonon, Poshut Trad is, because like a lot of people, women who are pregnant, so the doctors are afraid of induced labor as a result of the as a certain part of the pregnancy. So a lot of doctors say, you don't have to eat, but you should drink. So the question is, does that make any sense? Al pi halacha. That is what we say, once you can drink, then you can eat too. So the Chasam Sofer says not that you should be certainly on Yom Kippur, if you limit it to the whatever it is, but on Tisha B'Av. So the Chasam Sofer said that's why the Chasam Sofer part of the reason why he paskin he could get the aliyah was even though he drank a little bit, but he's still bound by the rest of the tainus. He's still bound by the rest of the tainus.
So that's the distinction that everyone else says. It's like a prika of the tainus. Once you drink, it's finished.
It's finished. Yeah.
So that's what the rote person is saying.
That's
so once you've already had.
So that's drink, right. So by Tish, yes. So then he quotes from the Satmar Rebbe on page 28 here on the top left side where the arrow is. The Milsa Avi Masha Shemati Shemaran Misatmar. His bate al posik gadol shetzivech tziva l'choyl abtishvav sheyochol pachas mikashir shehu batlon shalunim tzaze eitzel el eitzel yom kippur v'lo b'tishvav v'tishvav rosha lechol karagil. So everybody normally assumes the Rasabah Rebbe thought that if you're not fasting, you're not fasting. Obviously you can't have wine, you can't have meat, whatever, but if you're not b'chlal the tainus, you're not b'chlal the tainus. It's not like Yom Kippur. But there were those that were machmir. So that's what he says, Rav Harfenis, that if someone's a vadei choyle, he thinks they could follow the Iker Hadin, and they could they don't have to worry about shiurim.
And fasting till chatzos has anything to do with any of the shittas here? That's just
that he fasted, but it's sofik chola, or we're afraid that he's going to become a chola. Then that. Yeah. Right. Okay. So these are some of the inyanim that are nogea for a choila, especially Tisha B'Av Shenidcha, which are poskim that maybe are more makel on. And Bez Hashem, next week we'll talk about what are the restrictions for the Shabbos of Tisha B'Av that we're not observing Tisha B'Av. But are there any restrictions on that day? But we say no. Maybe the whole Tisha B'Av is, like you said before, is uprooted. And today is not Tisha B'Av, even though it's Tisha B'Av, but it's not the observance. But do we say it's still there's some halachas? So that will be Bez Hashem the Shir for next week. Okay.